The good news is the tarp is off and the field is uncovered at Wrigley. Let's go there. And Jim Deshays getting ready to do the broadcast with Boog. Good morning, Jim. How you doing today? You all excited? You ready?
It's the first day of school, Bob, and there's not going to be any homework. So, yes, we're excited and ready to rock and roll.
Now, so for Cub fans who, for one reason or another, don't really know this team, and who would you say are the guys to really watch coming into the season now?
Yeah, well, there's some interesting storylines for sure. I think foremost would be Seiya Suzuki, the free agent that they signed from Japan. He was a star player, former MVP over there. He's 27 years old, five-year deal, so he's going to be very exciting, big part of the future of this organization. I'm intrigued to see if Frank Schwindel can duplicate or come close to duplicating what he did last year. I think Ian Happ is an interesting story, the way he finished 2021. Certainly has a chance to really take his game to the next level. And Marcus Stroman, of course, the new free agent pitcher they got from the Mets. He's going to be a real nice add to the rotation. Cub fans are going to love him. He is high energy. So there's a lot of storylines. It's a team in transition. They've got a lot of really good young prospects that are on the rise. A couple that we may see here at Wrigley Field this year, some maybe a couple of years down the road. But it's going to be an interesting team to follow. And the other one would be Nick Madrigal, who they acquired from the White Sox last year. He brings a little different dynamic to the lineup. So I'm excited for all of that.
Hey, JD, you mentioned Suzuki, and so you had a chance to see him a little bit, and most fans are going to get their first look at him today or in the weeks to come. How do you characterize him? Is he like a five-tool guy? I mean, he's got power, he's got some speed, he's got a good glove, or is that maybe taking too big of a leap?
No, that's certainly who he was in Japan. He had 38 home runs last year. He won the batting title, but he's for power and average. He's got a big arm in right field. He's not going to steal a bunch of bases, but he's athletic, runs well. So he does. He has all the tools. The question would be, how does the power translate from the game in Japan to the States? I don't expect him to hit 38 home runs, but I'm also not going to put any limitations on what he could be. Who knows? He might be a guy who does that, but I would think once he gets adjusted to major league pitching, he's going to be a guy who hits the ball out of the ballpark a decent amount of the time.
I don't know anything about anything, but teams that have the 1-2 top of the order, like Madrigal and now Suzuki, they usually do pretty well, don't they?
Well, and I'm not sure. I think Rossi is going to have some flexibility. I think just the makeup of this team, I think we're going to see a lot of different looks in the lineup from him, depending on who the opposing pitcher is. Obviously right, left, left-handed or right-handed will be a determining factor, but also just the style of pitcher, whether it's a power guy or a finesse guy. But, I think Madrigal will hit near the top of the order a lot. Suzuki, I think they probably see him more as a middle-of-the-order type bat. That will all evolve. But the one thing about this Cub team that I think is going to be interesting is this team set a record for striking out last year. And now you've got guys like Suzuki, who didn't strike out much in Japan. You've got Madrigal, who never strikes out. Nico Horner, who puts it in play. So the ball's going to be in play more. And I think that's going to lend itself to a more exciting style of baseball. I'm curious to see if Rossi, uses the hit and run a little bit more. I just think we're going to see the ball in play, and I think they're going to do a better job competing against frontline arms. And I say that fully aware of the fact that Corbin Burns is pitching for Milwaukee today, the reigning Cy Young Award winner, on a cold day. So it's not the softest of landings for the hitters here.
What about the Cubs bullpen, and who's the closer, and how does the DH now affecting who you bring in and when?
Yeah, the bullpen is, and again, here's where Rossi has some flexibility, and he might argue that flexibility isn't always the best thing, because I think a lot of managers like it when you can say, here's my seventh inning guy, here's my eighth inning guy, here's my ninth inning guy, as I had last year, the first half of the year with Chafin and Tapera and Kimbrel. And even that took a little while to sort itself out. He's got some big arms out there. I'm not sure exactly how he's going to deploy them. I don't think he's settled on this guy's going to get all the save opportunities. I think he's going to play the matchup game a little bit more. The one kid to keep an eye on is Ethan Roberts. You probably saw his story when Rossi told him in the dugout the other day in Arizona that he'd made the club. It's just a really cool moment. Kid's got a big arm. You know, they will not throw him, I don't think, into the fire in high leverage situations early, but you never know. But I think Rowan Wick is going to get some chances out there. I don't think the DH will affect David's handling of the bullpen any. I do think the one real value in the DH is it's going to get Wilson Contreras out from behind the plate from time to time, get him off his legs, let him DH, keep his bat in the lineup, and, you know, save the legs a little bit, and maybe he can give you a more complete 162-game season.
Feel like Justin Steele is ready to assume the role he's being asked to take on here as the number two guy?
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, he's number two strictly because there's a concern coming out of spring training that a lot of these starters aren't stretched out. Mm-hmm. And I think Hendricks and Stroman are the two guys that Rossi feels like are most likely to give him innings to pitch a little deeper into the games. So he didn't want to have those guys back-to-back and then have three starts where you're leaning really heavily on the bullpen because you're going to wear guys out down there. So I think that's the reason why Steele's in between Hendricks and Stroman. Steele's competitive, man. His stuff certainly plays. He's got a real nice arm. He's not ever overwhelmed by the moment. He's still a young pitcher, and there's some development that has to happen, but I suspect he's going to have a pretty good year.
JD, do you think you brought up the concern about guys being stretched out as far as pitching, but do you think that there's going to be a little more caution with minor tweaks, pulls, strains than you might normally see given the shortened spring training?
Yeah, and I think that'll be on a player-to-player basis. Certainly guys with injury histories, coming off injuries, like Madrigal last year, blew out his hamstring, had to have surgery. So I would think they're going to be careful with him for sign of any kind of a twinge or a tweak. They'll probably shut him down. They might give him some days off here in the early going just to monitor his workload. Perhaps with Nico Horner, who dealt with injuries all last year. I don't know that there's necessarily a scripted game plan as to how to handle that, but they'll be in constant communication with the trainers and the players and just kind of keeping an eye on, you're not pushing it, some of these guys, especially the guys with some injury history.
Hey, JD, let me squeeze in one special phone call here from our sports radio talk show line. Go ahead, you're on.
This is Claude from Stickney, and car phone Claude, and I have a question for JD, and you guys don't get to the important stuff. We want to know what they're going to be wearing in the booth today. Parkas, are they layering? And by the way, because of the shortened spring training, is JD worried that maybe Boog will pull a jaw muscle sometime today? I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
Oh, thank you for the call there, Claude. JD?
Yeah, I think I'm worried about Boog pulling a brain muscle, because he thinks really hard. We're going to be laying up, man. We're good. The wind is not blowing into the booth today, so that's a beautiful thing. But we are layered up. We've got heaters. We've got a coffee machine. We are good to go. It may be raining and cold, but it's opening day, man. So,
yeah,
Claude, we're ready to go.
Fire up.
Well, listen, JD, we love your conversational, insightful style. It's so enjoyable to hear you and Boog on Marquee on the games. I think here in Chicago with you guys and Benetti and Stone on the south side, we've got the best TV broadcast teams in baseball. So go get them. Way to go, and go Cubs.
All right. Well, appreciate the kind words, Bob. And enjoy the ball game.